Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. So happy to say on the show with us this evening, we've got Tom Araya of the Mighty Slayer. Thank you so much for being here with us, Tom.
Thank you for having me on and having Slayer on.
Well, Slayer, of course, like more than music to diehard fans, it's almost a genre unto itself that represents a lifestyle to diehard fans.
Yes, very well said. The lifestyle.
How does their devotion influence creative and career decisions you make as a band?
I don't know if it's... a lot of the stuff that we do is because that's just how we want to do it and what we're going to do. I think we basically listen to our inner voice because we know what we want Slayer to be and how we want Slayer to sound like. And then on top of that, we're fans of the band. So when we're doing stuff and working on stuff, we can look at everything with the eyes of a fan. You know, we're fans of our own band. So we step back and look and listen and think, yeah, this is cool. This is Slayer. So, you know, we just refuse to change or do anything different other than just be Slayer. You know what I mean? You know, we don't want to lose our hardcore fans, but we don't look to them to influence how we are and what we do. We just kind of just do it. I hope that doesn't sound bad, but we don't, you know what I mean? We don't look to get ideas or be influenced by the fans. It's more like we just do what we do. And if the fans like it, great. And if they don't, oh well.
Well, I think that's kind of what has always been awesome about Slayer is you guys just do whatever you want. You're not trying to be something different or trying to change to please anybody. You guys just do what you do, and that's what works.
Yeah, and our fans have been very accepting of it. I mean, and I guess because of that, they're a pretty rambunctious bunch.
And that's what's awesome about going to see Slayer live. You never know what you're going to expect from a Slayer crowd. And, I mean, how many times have we been at shows before, non-Slayer shows, and, you know, you just get somebody in the crowd that screams Slayer, and then everyone chimes in. I mean, that's pretty awesome. Not a lot of bands have that happening.
Oh, no, there is one. And it's always one guy in the crowd, and he yells out, Freebird!
Freebird, of course. You're right.
So that's kind of cool, you know what I mean?
Slayer and Freebird, okay. You're
exactly.
Right. Full Metal Jackie with Tom Araya of Slayer, the title track off their latest album. This is Repentless. It's Full Metal Jackie. Tom Araya of Slayer is our guest on the show this evening. The latest Slayer album is called Repentless, and it's the first Slayer album with Gary Holt. What aspects of his playing and personality made making the album a good experience?
Wow. Gary came in one day, sat down, and started recording in the afternoon, and maybe about 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and then finished about 9, 10, and took a late flight home. That was about what Gary did. Gary came in, listened to what he had to do, you know, fiddled around for a bit, and then just cranked them out. And I'm trying to think of how many songs he did. Solos for, he did like 7 or 8 songs, just jammed out stuff. You know, Kerry felt that, because the idea behind the guitarist or the guitarist in Slayer, meaning Jeff and Kerry, was that they would play to each other or against each other when they did solos. You know, they would play to each other doing solos. And when we were finally finishing up the album, Kerry had every intent of asking Gary to come in and say, hey, listen, it'd be great if you came in and you played solos, you know, if we played solos against each other, because it would be really awkward if it was Kerry just playing all the solos on the album. So I think that was kind of to break up the vibe and in the studio as far as having another guitar player in there and jamming out some solos. But Gary has been an amazing addition to the band overall, period. He was great on the, you know, he's just an amazing player. So, and I remember sitting there listening to him jam out some stuff, and I'm thinking, oh, this is good. Oh, this is even better. Oh, this is great. Oh, this is great. And Gary's like, let's try it again. You know, and this is after 100 million takes. And I'm just thinking, dude, I thought the first thing you did was great.
Does that happen where it's like you do it a bunch of times and then you come back and it's like the first take was the one?
That's kind of how it is in the studio. You kind of, because the first one, you don't know what you can do, so you just do it, and you're thinking, oh, this is great, you know, and then you try to make that better, or you know what I mean, you try to replicate what you just did, and it just never comes out the same. So, but he, you know, he's been a great addition to the band, and for me, it made life in Slayer easier and more comfortable. Considering all the things that have gone on with the band in the past 2 or 3 years. So it's made things, it made life as Slayer tolerable.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Tom Araya. Quick break coming up. Joss's weekly pick from the pit, music from Iron Maiden. More with our guest, Tom Araya of Slayer. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie with Tom Araya of Slayer on the show with us tonight, talking about the North American tour and more. When bands, Tom, form, people don't necessarily think in terms of like what it might be like to still play together 10, 20, or 30 years later. What aspects of the early days of Slayer have had the most lasting impact on the way the band functions today?
Oh, wow. That's actually a good question. This band has been about just doing stuff, doing it. And I think that's just how this band has always functioned. There was never a big plan. It's always just someone says, hey, I got this. All right, you want to do it? Sure. You know, we're going to set this up. You guys want to do it? Yeah. You guys ready to record a new album? Sure. And we just kind of just did it. You know what I mean, we never sat down at a round table and decided, okay, this is how we're going to be. This is the way the band is. These are the rules of the band. This is how it's, you know what I mean? It was never, you can't have short hair. You always have to wear leather pants. You know what I mean? It's like, there's none of anything other than just playing and doing it. When we came together as a band, we were a cover band. And we just, you know, there wasn't really any thought as to, you know, if we were going to do start writing original material, you know what I mean? We just started doing cover tunes, and we were jamming, and you know, playing shows at clubs and different things. Along the way, Jeff said, "Hey, I got a song I wrote," and then Kerry came in and said, "Hey, I got a song I wrote," and that's kind of how that developed, you know. And then someone says, "Hey, I want you to do a single for an album," you know. So we did the single, and they put it on an album. And then they said, hey, if you have enough songs, I'll do an album for you guys. So we wrote a bunch of songs and made an album. You know, say, hey, I got this tour lined up. You guys want to do a tour? We're like, okay. And that's basically how the existence of this band has been. We never sat down and second-guessed ourselves. We just did it.
It's Full Metal Jackie coming up this hour. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from the latest Megadeth album. More tunes from Slayer, of course. Tom Araya of Slayer, our guest on the show. We'll be hearing more with him. It is all on the way, so stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Tom Araya of Slayer on the show. And we talked earlier about how Slayer is, you know, almost a whole genre of metal onto itself. What do you think makes this band command such enormous respect?
I think the fact that we don't command it, and it's just given to us.
But you get it. You're right. You do.
Yeah,
get it.
Yeah. But yeah, I have. You know, I think the fact that we just, you know, we do what we do, and for one, we haven't compromised who we are and what we do as a band. Not only as people in the band, but as musicians in the band and the creators of the music of the band. You know, I mean, we've never really done anything to, you know, to compromise what Slayer's about. You know, what I mean. So like I said earlier, we just do it, and I think that a lot of people admire that, especially our fans. They have a lot of respect for that. That, you know, we're Slayer, and we're not gonna bow down to anyone.
Full Metal Jackie coming up. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Suicidal Tendencies. More with Tom Araya of Slayer up next.